What up, though, twerps? Tis I, your host, Oracle Sucky, aka The Shredder, ready to take you to the threshold of yet another adventure through the dark and mysterious realm of Undermountain. When last we heard from our compelling protagonist, they were sent on a mission to root out and defeat the evil wizard Hallister. After traversing a treacherous staircase, our heroes walked into a hallway of mirrors. The mirrors produced doppelgangers of the seven warriors, and a fight ensued. Our heroes triumphed, but there was no time to celebrate, as in the next room lay another trap. Five of the seven heroes made it across, but Dayspring the Paladin and the Druid Adriel fell into the pit of spikes. Is this where we part ways with two of the seven? Or will they figure out a way to continue? Find out right now on It's Like a Role-Playing Game or Whatever!
Everyone made it except for two people. When you got, so four of you got on the other side. Two fortunately slipped and the trap opened and took some damage.
We got healers.
And both of you take 11 points of damage, the paladin and the druid.
We didn't get impaled entirely.
Nah, because well, Ken held you because he was on the other side.
Yeah, you, since you sort of knew what's coming, it wasn't as bad.
Wait, what am I doing? I'm sorry. What am I doing?
You're all right. They're hurt, but not because it started coming, so they're not dead.
Okay.
So they lost health.
So are we able to, like, get out of the trap and get to the other side with them?
You have to climb up.
Okay.
And you have to do it soon because the floor is slowly starting to come back up, and you'll be trapped here.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. I'm assuming I'm going to make a guess that your friends will probably, well, I'm going to help you get out of here. I assume so.
Yes.
So I'll give you a map.
Yes.
Thank you.
Acrobatics off climb. At athletics, advantage, beat a 8.
Oh, I have an idea. Kaidor, do you still have arrows and rope?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a 16.
Okay. Eric has an 11.
If you,
okay, cool.
Okay.
There. I was going to say, you should shoot the arrow and rope to me, and I can pull you guys towards me.
They climbed up. They got them. They got them.
Yay!
Well, I can pull you up.
What about anybody else?
Pull who up? I'm fine.
No, they got up. They're fine.
I'm fine.
I thought you were down there, too.
What? No, I got across. Son, excuse me.
She's like, I got to roll a dice.
Nah, son.
All right, so everyone's up, and there's a door that has been opened that leads you out of this room. Do you open it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, should we perceive? Can we perceive anything about the door?
Yeah, I have to. Thank you.
No, you know
what? I agree.
No.
Forget perceiving about the doors. Let's just perceive about the room. The doors don't be showing us anything.
This is how you guys end up dying. Do you want a magic perception or just like it's a door perception?
Hold up. But Kayan knows if there's danger. Do you feel
danger, doesn't work
Kayan?
Like that. It doesn't work like
that.
Oh,
then fuck it. I don't know.
Nah.
Can we get any sense about what's on the other side?
Roll perception.
Okay. Can we be a group one?
Let me know. Yeah. Yeah, beat a 10.
Awesome, I get a 3.
15.
15, Eric.
15, yes!
Oh, Eric asked if there's a crack under the door.
Is there a crack under the door?
7.
There is.
There is crack.
You perceive that there is.
There is crack cocaine.
Under the door. Fifteen, though.
So, is that all we perceived?
Well, he was asking about the crack in the door. No, you you hear that? You do hear like goblin speak on the other side, like in whispers.
Which one of you motherfuckers speaks goblin?
Speaks goblin?
Your candle.
I
mean.
Doesn't
Eric speaks goblin.
Yeah, Eric speaks goblin. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stick your ear in. I definitely did. What we got?
I only speak celestial.
Speak draconic, elvish, and thieves.
That is the ancient language of love.
So can Eric, like,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm writing to him what they're saying in goblin.
So I forgot I set my gender to none of your business. So when I just clicked into my sheet, I was like...
Alright, Eric, I sent you a message.
I'm sitting here acting like I'm playing. They're hiding. They're hiding. They're hiding on the other side.
Of the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can see under the crack.
Okay.
I ain't paying attention.
Remember, kids, crack is whack. Oh boy.
I feel like the voice from the Wonder Years.
Okay, but so we know they're gonna ambush us though, so
we might as well
do something with that.
Might I suggest, and I don't mean to keep suggesting leading me into danger, but have you considered leading me into danger?
I am
a bard. I provided my inspiration. I can eke out a little more inspiration for Kayan because he is running out, but like...
But what if we meet you at the end?
Can I, like...
What? Play Wonderwall so the goblins cry?
I don't think we're going to sneak because there's only one door and they already know we're there.
Yeah. Malaysia, what were you going to
do? I think we've, like, lost that.
Edge under the crack. No, I'm kidding.
He has a sacred weapon.
A sacred weapon that will light up the room. Would that potentially blind some goblins?
So, on your shades.
Oh, wait, fuckers. I got sleep.
Yes.
Sleep.
Yeah, most of us can't fall asleep.
See?
All right.
See
that? All right, I'm going
you
in
You are
first.
Here.
No, well, sleep. Does she even have to go in, or can she cast it, like, through
can,
the door?
Can
well,
she go, only, if she Google with Eric?
No,
Eric lashes a light.
See them,
it only goes in a 40-foot, well. Or I'm sorry, it goes in a 20-foot cone out from me.
Okay. She walk in with Eric, and then Eric lights up the light, and then she does the sleep, and then because she sees them.
Does that work with you, Eric?
Hold on. I got an idea.
Teamwork.
Wait, yo, could I like ride in on your shoulders because I'm a small bard?
Oh wait, hold on, Eric's got something. Hold on, Eric's got something to say. Yeah,
no, I said what Eric was
going to
say.
Hold on. What is Eric going to say?
What I said is what Eric was going to say. They go in together. He lights it up.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
They go in together. He lights it up and blinds them, and she sets up the sleep spell so that you guys can walk in safely.
Oh, I was just gonna say I could psionic boost the rage and go in there.
So
and
you
create
can
a diversion.
No, the other plan makes more sense.
I agree.
Okay.
All right, I got my loot. Let's go.
You guys always get me invested in this shit.
All right, so you're gonna open the door and then light effect and then sleep spell.
We're gonna follow behind. We're gonna be like near the door, ready to come in if something goes off. You know.
Okay. So this is what we'll do. So they're expecting you. You're expecting them. So let's do a group initiative roll.
Also,
so all you gotta do is beat my initiative as a group, and then if you do, you get to go first. So
also,
I will roll.
Apparently, when you reach level 4, your sleep spell range goes way up. So come at me, 90 feet. I'm ripped.
I rolled an 18.
Fuck.
Wait, what? For initiative? Okay.
Yes.
Great news, guys. I got a 5.
I got a 12.
Okay.
You get a plus, don't you? Hold on, don't you, don't you have a plus initiative, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was with that.
Yeah, Aram, you have a plus 2.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta find where the die went.
Kator, you have a plus 7 initiative.
I got a 6. I don't know.
How did you do that?
I don't understand. I think something's wrong with mine.
Oh, that's 4. Oof. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah, but I even still, I only got a Six.
Oh, wait. Did anyone not use their bardic inspiration?
This would be a good time.
I haven't either.
I don't think I've used
mine. I did not.
I have. I rolled a 3.
Oh, okay. All right. So I don't think you made it as a group. All right. So you open the door. You're ready to strike, but they were just a hair quicker. And you see like six goblins like hidden behind these like broken pillars, broken stone pillars. And you see it looks like two other things in the back, two bigger goblins maybe, or the orcs, you're not too sure. They're hidden behind pillars, it's hard to see. But those six goblins that are there, they have their crossbows ready, so they're shooting at you. All right, so one goes to shoot at the paladin and it hits for 5 points. One goes to shoot at the bard, misses. One goes to shoot at Kaidor. Oh, hits for 6 points. One shoots at the juggernaut, misses.
Nice.
One shoots at Adriel, misses. And one shoots at Lucian, misses. All right, now it's your turn. What do you do?
Can I use Entangle? Oh yeah, use the sleep thing.
Yeah, can I cast second level sleep real quick?
Yep.
Cool.
All right, so you cast sleep.
Hold on, do you want to climb into my hand as I lift you up so you can sleep the whole group?
Is that a thing? Can you just toss me? I'll cast sleep as I fly by.
All right. Now, roll 5d8.
5d8s? Oh, God, do I have one? yes, I do. Great, okay. 6.
Okay.
1. 3.
Okay. 1, 3.
2. That's 4, right? Two. Yes. 4. Ah! Oh, shit, that's gone forever. 6.
6? 4? No. Oh, that's fine. So, of the 6 goblins, 4 of them, you see them go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
It works on pools of hit points, so the more it just works, whoever has the lowest hit points will get knocked out first. Alright.
How long does the sleep last?
It lasts for... usually for 1 minute. Did you use this spell as a first level spell? Bard?
I hit it at second level, but I don't know if that makes any difference.
No, it does. Roll 2d8s then.
Okay. 3. 3.
Okay. Make it 5 goblins or asleep. Alright, who's next?
Make the best of it, guys. That's all I can offer here.
I rolled...
Well, yeah, so there's one awake, right? So I'm just going to aim my short bow at the awake one.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right. Use your crossbow, you shoot.
4.
Roll the 4?
Yeah.
All right, you shoot. With the commotion going on, it kind of distracts you and you miss. All right. Next.
I see
wait, wait,
that.
Wait. Hold on. And back the vital sacred weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And the ram, the pillar, killing the sleeping goblins.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you see. Yes, you see this. Okay. So those 5 goblins won't be a problem for you anymore. Who's next? There's still one goblin and then something else back there.
All right, let me roll. 10.
Your head? You roll 10? What are you trying to do? Cast a spell? Use a weapon?
I'll use the Ray of Frost.
Okay. What's your pluses? You need to beat a 13. Let me see. Ocean. Cast Ray of Frost. You have plus 1. It's not high enough. So you cast a spell, but it just doesn't
Well, yes. It looks like he's proficient in Arcana. Does that mean he can roll again?
No, Arcana is the knowledge of magic, not the use of it.
Did I use my turn?
Technically, yeah. You ran.
Okay. No, yeah.
Took out those five.
Can't get greedy unless you all don't do anything yet. Then Aram's coming to play.
I'll use my crossbow on the one that's still alive and awake.
Okay.
Try to. 11 plus 3, 14?
Yes.
Okay. 28 plus 3. 10 damage.
Nice.
Yep. All right. You killed the last one. All right. All right. So you slay the last goblin, and right before you can take a breath, all right, you see four bugbears come out from the pillars with huge war clubs, and they're running at you. Bugbears are kind of like bigger, hairier goblins, and they're pretty beefy, pretty strong monsters. Let's re-roll initiative again. Ooh, they got 19. Let me know if you have 21. Better than 19. Okay.
I got exactly 19.
Good.
All right, let's re-roll. It's a tie.
Re-roll?
Yeah. That's so you still have the 19, but we're just going to break. See who goes first breaking a tie.
I get a 6.
I rolled a 1. So you go at you go first before them.
Okay.
Alright. So 21.
I rolled a 16, but I don't know. Do I use that plus? I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So
it's 23?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Lucian?
Rolled a 1.
Okay, so you're dead last.
Yep.
And the Juggernaut?
I rolled a 14 plus 2.
Okay, so you're... Alright, so the thief goes first, then the bard, then the druid, then the bugbears, and then the rest of you can just choose from that point on. So, those at the thief? Kador? Yeah. What do you do?
Kator, do you have any spells or anything?
No.
Okay. Kator, your strength is super high, though.
Yeah.
I say, why not? You know, Liv came down here. Time to get it popping. Pull out a sword and run straight at the closest one and try to stab him. Yes! No! Let me go!
can I bardically inspire again, or have people still not used theirs?
I haven't used mine.
Okay, use your bardic inspiration and stab a hoe.
17 plus 5 strength.
Good hit. Roll damage.
With a...
You say use a short sword?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I roll with a with?
Let's see. Short sword does a d6, and then when you roll a d6, add 7 to it.
6. 7.
Damage. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, 6 plus. 7. Wait, 6 plus 7, 13. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So you go up and slash it. It goes grabs his chest in pain. All right, excellent. Who's next? That's the bard, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dagger up, Buttercup. I guess I'm going to go at the same one that Kador just did an excellent job of stabbing. So
okay.
That's D20 to hit, right?
Yes.
great. I got a 9 with my plus.
With your plus?
Yeah.
You tried it too, but it's just too agile. All right.
Yep.
A Drew, what do you do?
Can I use Entangle on these guys? I feel like if we can pause them, that might help.
They're at this point, they're too close.
Oh, okay.
So it's if you roll badly, you may entangle everyone.
Okay. All right. I will just use my crossbow then.
Okay.
Okay. 11 plus 3, 14 to hit.
14, oof. They able to dodge that.
Ah, damn it. All right. Okay.
So now they go. All right. There's 4 of them. So one goes to attack Kador. Next roll. It, plus 4. 17. Nope. You blocked it. All right.
You tried it, ho. That shit ain't work.
you tried it.
One go against the bard. 17. It does hit.
Yep.
Not the bard.
Let my death inspire you. She died as she lived.
7 points of damage.
Jesus. Ooh. She died as she lived. Not good at much, but you know, inspirational.
Alright. One goes against the druid. And definitely hits. 6 points of damage. And then let's see. One will go against, let's see, 1, 2, Paladin, 3, 4, RN, and 5, 6, Lucian. Oh, against the Juggernaut, and misses.
Nice.
All right, now it's whoever goes next. Whoever has an attack, you can attack.
All right, go ahead.
May I?
Go ahead.
I mean, may I?
Do your thing.
This is the time in which your powers are needed. It's going to be amazing. I'm gonna utilize the Psy boosted ability, and I'm gonna boost my rage ability. Can I do that?
I believe so. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So I use that, and then I also activate rage.
Okay.
I'm just gonna Hulk smash on. Oh, also I have another greatsword. So while I have one greatsword in my right hand, another one grows out of my left hand.
Okay.
And now I have got 2 great swords. And I rage upon the... What are they called?
Bugbears.
Bugbears.
I can only hit one, though, right? I think. So, yeah. I attack a bugbear. I slice at a bugbear with both great swords.
All right. Make a roll.
What am I trying to beat?
16.
And a 15 plus anything? Maybe plus something?
I'm sure you have plus, at least plus 1. Yeah. Alright, so you hit. Roll damage.
An 11.
Excellent. You slashed one. Ah, gets really mad. Alright, who's next?
I'm going to double stab one. Headbutt to the nose. 17.
Well, you hit. Roll damage.
Yeah. It's 6 plus 2 and 3 plus 2.
Okay, 13. All right, excellent. Good damage. All right, and Lucian, you're next.
I only really have Ray of Frost as my attack.
Ray of Frost?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a plus one, which gives you 16, which is just enough to do the spell to affect one. So go ahead and roll damage. You hit, so roll a d8 for cold damage, and the speed is reduced.
Okay. 3.
All right. So you hit one, and it takes 3 damage, and it's slowed. All right, excellent. It is the thief's turn. What do you do?
Well, I'm still up next to the one I slashed, right?
Yes.
So, just gonna.
Yeah, it's angry at you. It wants to kill. It wants to destroy you.
Okay. You know.
Open him up.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna try to like dive to the side, like just get out of the way of all of them.
Okay.
Like do a roll. Actually, right. It's gonna be a little like roll. You know, a little duck and roll.
There you go.
A little duck and roll.
Alright. Alright. Yeah, you just move out of the way. So you head toward the back. So that they have to get through the rest of the team to get to you. The bard, what do you do?
I take it they're too big for me to like successfully cast sleep on, right?
It's possible you may take one down. Depends how high you roll.
Okay. Can I try a hideous laughter spell?
Sure. The creature. Okay. All right. Yeah. So the one that you're facing against just falls on the floor and starts laughing uncontrollably.
Okay. Cool. All
right. The druid. What do you do?
I'm gonna try my crossbow again.
Okay.
Oh, you're 20.
Yeah!
Oh, there you go.
All right. Roll damage and double that.
Nice. 4 plus 3, 7. So 14 doubled.
Okay. All right. You shot it in its heart. It's dead.
Yes.
Yay.
You.
All right. Now shot they go. The one still.
Sorry.
So the one that the thief attack is trying to get to the thief still, but the paladin is in its way, so it's going to attack the paladin. And
my bad, y'all. Chaotic good over here. Sorry. Sometimes you know
there's now, do you some know collateral how damage. It is for me to live?
there's some collateral damage. My bad.
Do you know how important it is for me to live through this fight right now, dog?
It just hits. You just take 4 points of damage, though.
Yeah, that's double.
Right, oh my now. Gosh. Right. How many hit points do you have left?
10. Thanks.
All right. And see, and the last one, let's see. 1, 2 is the paladin. 3, 4 is the robot. And 5, 6 is the wizard. Oh, no. It's against the robot again. Goes to attack. And a 1. It's So the wizard's ice spell also affected the floor, and when the creature tried to attack the juggernaut, it slips and falls. Does not make an attack this turn. All right. So now it is.
The juggernaut should slip and fall too and crush him.
So yes, where wants to go? Either the paladin, the juggernaut, or the wizard. You go now.
I guess I'll go first. I'm still in a rage.
Okay.
So I'm going to use frenzy attack, the frenzy, which basically means I can make a single melee weapon attack as a bonus action on each of my turns after this one. I don't know what that means. A frenzy?
What's the name? Frenzy, that's a...
How many enemies are left?
Three. One three. Is laughing uncontrollably.
Okay, you kill one, right?
Yeah, you can attack twice.
I can attack twice.
Right. Yeah. Wait, can I do a blessing, faithful naming before Kayan does that to help him to make sure he kills it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm doing that. On right, so who else is left to attack? Kayan.
All right. Meanwhile, I'm gonna have at that wound. The other guy. I have two swords. I'm gonna hack at it. 16.
So that probably just kills it, right? You don't even need to roll the d4.
Yeah, that's an, oh well, he hit it. He doesn't need the d4 for that.
He's gonna roll this d4.
Yeah, I hit. So
I rolled a 1.
Hit, so I...
All right. So wait. Sorry. Dragon, how much damage did you do?
I did 10.
Did 10
on 1. Hold on. I have to roll again for another hit, right?
Yeah.
Rolled another 9. And
okay. Plus 6, and even with just a 1 on a d4, you still got it, so you're good. Go ahead, roll damage.
10.
Okay. It's dead.
Nice.
So there's only one that's laughing, and then the one that the paladin's facing. So go ahead and roll. I think you rolled the E-ray, hit it, just roll damage.
Okay. 4 and 5, so 9.
All right, it's down also. The only one that's left is the one that's laughing. What do you do?
I'm leaving no villain unkilled, man. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna skewer it. Let's all just kill it. Come on, everybody, yeah. Pitch in.
Yeah,
pitch
dagger.
In on the murder, guys.
Dagger, I'll just, it'll be like Julius Caesar. Let's just, a bunch of stabs, you know?
That's it, let's just Julius Caesar. Yep.
Let's Julius Caesar, bro. Oh,
17.
Okay. I got a 12 plus a 6.
Oh no, you don't have to roll. You don't have to roll, it's incapacitated. Yeah. That's how much laughing it does. So it laughs to death.
All right, can we,
R.I.P.
The
homie.
There we go. Hey, Cat eventually killed him. That's a terrible and great way to go at the same time.
Let me just get those fun mom shoulders going.
You look like your jeans are very high-waisted.
As a matter of fact, my metaphorical jeans are like all the, like, my jeans are waisted to heaven.
Hello, this is former President Barack Obama, the greatest president of your lifetime. I wanted to take some time out of my busy schedule of doing nothing to tell you about Hyphen Podcast. Now, Kellen, while he hasn't always agreed with my policies, I still like the son of a... And while I can't make you vote or listen to every podcast, please listen to Hyphen Nation, the world's greatest podcast. Take it from me, I killed Bin Laden's... Trust my taste in podcasts. Hyphen Nation. Featuring Kellen Conley and semi-regular co-hosts Marcus Sean Mallet Robinson. You know, Kellen Pods, Marcus Wrights. It's a better tandem than the 96 Chicago Bulls. And I know, I killed Bin Laden. And Kanye was still Jack. But for Michelle and the girls, all love to Hyphen Nation and the Hyphen Podcast group. And keep bringing your daughter on. She's beautiful. And I know. Well, you know.
All right, so what do you do?
Everything dead.
Let's search these bodies because we have no answers right now.
Yeah, what about the mask?
Okay, so you search the bodies. You find just 25 gold pieces.
Nice.
Does
one
particular?
Do you want to split it up, or do you want to just all one
person? I'm carrying too much right now. Anyway, who's our treasurer?
Me.
mad, creepy.
Y'all probably won't trust giving your gold to a thief, not so you. I'm not even gonna suggest myself.
I'm a robot.
No, not you.
I'm a robot.
The robot has no use for money.
That's why it's the best person to give it to.
Right. We're moving on. Alright, what's our path look like now?
Alright, so you keep going, and you notice that room ends for door to the front, but you notice on the side there's a painting, and when you look at this painting, it looks like someone made a drawing of the room that you're in, and
like
And like the way it is right now?
Yeah, you're looking at it. It looks like a painting of the room, how it looks right now with the dead bugbears, the goblins. Looks like six figures in a room, except that the thief is wearing a gold mask.
What? I just got chills.
Hey,
so creepy.
Wait. Before we do anything, somebody help a brother out. I'm dying.
Thanks.
Healing word. Yes, can we heal each other? Healing word.
Yeah. I'm at 10 out of healing 28, circle. And it's making me nervous. Alright. Do we need to roll anything for recovery or?
I've got healing word and spell slots left.
Who's dying?
I have 14.
Eric is dying.
And Eric is dying.
Yeah, boy.
You guys should heal Kaidor and Brother Jay Spring.
What should I roll?
I think the spell is a d4 plus your spell casting modifier.
Okay.
I got a 5?
Yeah, five. So 5 plus spell casting modifier.
Yeah.
Do you how do you all feel about doing a long rest out of their sight?
Would that work? Could we do that?
Is that a thing?
I got a 15. There's
a lot of
with my modifier that would be 19 if that helps.
It does. If the paintings are changing in real time.
Yeah, no, it's not changing. It's stuck. It's stuck in this image.
Okay. So all how much did the bard heal the paladin?
I got a 4 plus my bonus is 4, so 8.
All right, 8. 8 hit points. Anything else?
Anybody going to try to heal Kaidor?
I'm at 14. I have
28. 28. I also have... I can go ahead and touch it. I can go ahead and put my hand on you. Bring it back to life.
Yeah.
Are you going to pass the collection plate afterwards? Cause
I likes to eat people from other planets.
We just picked up 25 gold coins, baby. I'm not worried about no money right now.
I just open up my little mouth. I open up my big mouth and my little mouth.
I just open up my little mouth.
No, I want to eat too.
I also only have 14 hit points left.
All right. I do have a spell right here somewhere.
As a group, are you going to go to this door? Do you want to stay here and try to rest? Or you want to take a look at that painting some more? What do you...
I want to look at the painting more. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Can I roll a magic arcana situation? I know I just healed peeps, so I might have to wait, but...
So if you want to do a roll kind of, what exactly are you trying to find out?
I guess I'm trying to figure out if there's anything like weird and magic about the painting, if it's going to attack us, if it's cursed if we touch it, you know, the stuff in that neighborhood.
Wait, who's carrying the mask?
I have it.
No, I thought I was.
Oh, you got the money.
I thought I had the mask too. No, okay.
You might.
Whoever's carrying it.
Or does Kaidor have the mask?
I don't have the mask. I definitely don't have the mask.
Did we leave the mask back in that room? Because so help me God.
I packed it.
I will turn this entire adventure around.
I will turn this dungeon around.
So then why is the mask on Kaidor in the painting?
They just want to, you know, a thief. They're just trying to make you feel nervous. Don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. I want to know what magic bullshit this painting does. That's why.
I want to know why Kaidor specifically, because that seems so random.
All right, cool.
What am I doing in the picture?
Can I arcana on that, yes, then?
What are we doing in the picture?
Or is that a
like
perception thing?
Like everybody else. I mean, we could look at it. I'm saying, like, what do we see, like, if there are six figures, do we all match them?
It appears so.
What are we doing?
Looking at the painting.
Okay, so what am I doing?
In the painting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone's kind of grouped together, looking at the painting. It's almost like, in a way, like a mirror. When you first look at the painting the first time, where you're looking at the painting the way you first look at the painting. That's what the painting is showing you. Except that the with the rogue, it shows that it's wearing the mask.
Oh, wait. Can we perceive if, like, the rogue is supposed to put the mask on right now?
That's a good guess.
I don't think the rogue is supposed to put the mask on.
Can we, like, roll to perceive, like, if that's what... I don't know. If that's what we're supposed to do.
It's because I'm a halfling, isn't it? Y'all just want
to... See? Y'all married.
This is the way that I see it.
So, wait. We see our positioning, right? But what about the surrounding area when we notice that the mask is on Kaijor? Like, is there, like, a door opening? Or is there, like, I'm scared? Or are we just like, get the mask on?
It doesn't show anything else except, like, it looks like it shows, like, the dead bodies, the goblin bodies. It shows the dead bugbears. The positioning they're in, exactly.
The way that I see it is that there's the devil you know and the devil you don't. Right?
That's creepy.
So let's. I guess I can roll either insight or perception or arcana if that would help on if Kador should put the mask on.
What? Did you ever heal me, Eric? Can you heal me?
I have a lay on hands pool, so I don't know exactly how that works, but I don't know if we want to right now.
Okay, well, all right, fine.
Let's see if this is about to become a Jim Carrey movie.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone, from the minds that brought you It's Like a Podcast or whatever, hyphen Nation. And all other hyphen podcast group productions. We are proud to present We Should Do This Again Sometime with Kat Chinetti and the Mark Rupp. There's action, adventure, comedy, and danger. If you like movies, then this is for you. We Should Do This Again Sometime is rated PG-13 for language and some thematic elements. Let's play. Get your tickets wherever you get your podcast. Goodbye.
All right. Wait. Drop your weapon, just in case.
You know what? If I drop my weapons and some comes in here, some gets me, you know I'm going to haunt y'all. I'm going to be here. So that's what I want to tell y'all first off.
No. Don't drop anything. Just someone perceives something.
Listen, guys. Roll. It's called rogue. It's called going rogue for a reason.
Do you have a bias against rogues?
The
Brush Chessman family is the most honorable rogues out there. You know
the what family?
We're the most honorable rogues out there. Okay.
If you put your weapons down, I'll wait in front of you.
Wait, why am I putting my weapons down before anyone's even perceived anything?
Okay, what is it happening?
It's still 11, y'all. I got 11. I'm not that smart, but I'm very pretty and very charismatic.
Bard looks at it and sees the same thing. Don't see anything odd about the painting, besides the obvious.
Put the mask on.
Kador, put the mask on.
Can I try to perceive the same thing?
No. Guys, put the mask on.
Why are you perceive just until 4 a.m.?
We can perceive until the cows come home, guys. Let's go ahead. Put the mask on.
Alright, forget it.
Crystal can entangle her, right, before we put the mask on her?
It's not in the painting, so.
Okay.
Alright. Everybody get ready.
Alright. Weapon wielding people. Weapons up.
What if she just holds the mask? She doesn't have to put it on? What if
she's got to put it on?
She got to put it on, man. Let's do this.
She got to put it on.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna die.
You kill us. If you kill us, I'll kill you.
Hey, but you telling me to do it. Okay, anyway, I'm dropping my weapons. Don't don't get upset at me. I'm dropping my weapons. I'm putting the mask on. Y'all told me to put the mask on. I'm putting the mask on.
I'm not, this is not judgment. Have you considered your next of kin? And if so, can I get a quick verbal pack on who your stuff goes to if you die?
Oh my goodness. Well, yes.
Also, can you sign this non-disclosure agreement real quick in case you live?
But wait a minute. If the dungeon is like telling us that, I don't know, maybe this, I don't know. I'm so confused.
What if this
you're so lawful,
what
good, Crystal?
What if this
Crystal
is all the dumb shit that we fought for this whole time?
Put the mask on.
They really want me to die. It's okay.
If you flip out, we'll stomp you out.
Just keep going.
No. If you flip out, we will stomp you out. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Does anything happen if you just hold it? If you just have it in your hand?
Does
that
Crystal.
Well, hand it to me.
Give it to me. She's going to put that mask on whether you want her to or not.
Yeah. One way or another, she's wearing that mask.
She's going to put that mask on.
All right, guys.
Give it to me.
I've got charm ready.
All right.
There you go.
I'm holding it.
I'm holding the mask.
How does it feel? Seems like a normal mask that's, you know, bronze.
I'm looking at the mask.
Do you feel anything?
Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
I'm feeling it now.
Feels like a bronze mask. I don't think am I feeling anything?
That's
pretty heavy.
Nothing
so far.
So should I put the mask on?
I don't know.
Would you like to put the mask on?
I think I've been outvoted. I don't know.
I didn't ask how you wanted to vote or how you
I wouldn't prefer to like probably die or go berserk, right, but
give it to me.
You know what? I'm going to put the mask on. Okay. It had me in the mask. It must be, we got to do it. Might as well, right? Yeah. Let's go.
But like, who does your shit go to if you die?
There's another brush chest. You just send it to the brush chest man household. We good. You know.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So you put on the mask.
Don't make me sad.
The second you put on the mask, you see the rest of your companions frozen. And it's almost like suddenly this purple hue. Almost like you're underwater, you just start seeing that around you, around them. And through the wall, facing through the wall, you see an old man come up to you. He's very tall, very thin, crazy wild white hair and white beard. And it's looking at you through its red eyes, and it's like kind of glowing. And you notice that he seems so old, but it's like so frail, but it's almost like some sort of raw energy power is trying to break through his skin, you know. So he comes up to you and says, "I am the image of Halaster. Ask me 3 questions. 2 will be truthful. 1 will be a lie."
What? Hey, what? This okay?
And only Kador can answer.
Okay. Right.
Yep. Everyone else is frozen.
Fact.
You said I have 3 questions. 1 will be truth, and 2 will be a lie.
2 will be truthful.
2 will be truthful.
2 will be truthful, and 1 will be a
truthful,
lie.
Truthful, 1 will be a lie.
Why were the elves, why were the goblins waiting for us?
Okay. Second question.
Can we make suggestions, or does she have to think of it herself?
We're all frozen, right?
Yeah, the characters are frozen.
Nah, Kane's frozen too.
Does that mean offer a suggestion?
Well, in real life, if you want to ask, you could. I will, you know, that's fine. But it's up to you.
I would like suggestions, cause
ask them who set the booby trap, the mirror booby traps.
Or maybe something like how do we get out?
No.
Like how do we defeat this?
And
Well, you don't have to ask him yet. Like, get off.
What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say? You.
Oh, where are you?
Like,
because that's the only way we're getting to him. Where are you, and how's the fastest way to get to you?
Facts. So, all right. So, my second question is going to be, where is whatever the homie's name that we're trying to kill?
Hollister
Abercrombie. And
where is Hollister? You said,
yeah.
Wait, didn't he say he was the ghost of Hollister?
Image.
We're looking for Hollister.
Image, yeah.
Image of
Hollister. And I guess my third question is,
how do we kill him?
How do we kill Hollister? So what's he gonna lie about?
How to kill him.
Maybe.
Okay. Now I roll randomly to see which one is a lie. All right. It looks like it thinks for a second and looks back at you. And he says, there is a clan of goblins that exists in the first floor at war with the clan of goblins from the second floor. The first floor goblins I would stay away from. Hollister is in the 15th floor of this dungeon. A golden sword. And he goes like this and slaps the mask off your hands. And when you see it hit the floor and shatter, everyone wakes up. You're awake too. And you just, and the rest of you, you just see her put on the mask and then she just drops it and it breaks.
What the fuck? Yo, guys. So, talk to a homie. He told me some things. Don't know if we can trust all the things he told me, but he told me them.
Approximately what percentage of things do you think we can trust?
Well, I mean, technically none of them, because I don't know what is true and what's not. But he said the goblins on the first floor are dangerous, yeah? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah.
Voices in my head, is that what he said? he said a gold sword is how you kill Hollister. And he said that Hollister, Abercrombie & Fitch is on the 15th floor. And I don't know, that 15th floor thing sounded a little suspicious to me.
What floor are we on now?
Hey, that's...
Criminy.
Okay, so don't trust the goblins on the first floor. We already killed the goblins on the first floor.
There's more goblins on the first floor.
So or gob? Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the lie.
Yeah, let's hope.
I'm so tired. 15 floors is so many from here.
Well, 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 my fine feathered fools. Thus ends another chapter of this apparently ongoing saga. That is, it's like a role-playing game or whatever. What new troubles and misadventures will our protagonists come across in their adventures? Find out next time on It's Like a Role-Playing Game or Whatever.
This is a Hyphen Podcast production.
Are you not entertained?